Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Friday will consider whether Texas can leave in place the heartbeat abortion law. In place in September, banning most abortions after 6 weeks when the baby's heartbeat is detected. A lawsuit filed by the Biden administration seeks to strike down Senate Bill 8, which narrowly passed muster with the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden has signed a stopgap bill passed earlier by Congress ahead of the midnight deadline to avoid forcing the U.S. government to shut down due to lack of funding. House of Representatives passed the stopgap measure 254 yeas to 175 nays. This will fund the government through December 3rd. Europe's first mission to Mercury arrives at its destination in the coming hours. It will be a short visit for now. The BepiColombo probe is moving too fast to go into orbit and will fly straight by the planet. It'll take about 8 U-turns and should be slowed enough to make stable orbit in late 2025. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19, the Supreme Court reported Friday. Mr. Kavanaugh, who has been fully vaccinated since January, was showing no symptoms when his positive test came back Thursday night. The 56-year-old wife and daughters are also fully vaccinated, and they tested negative on Thursday. Some woke journalists want to change the American flag. Bram Bernards explains.
The New York Times published an opinion essay on Tuesday that imagined new designs for the American flag, some of which emphasized divisions and decline in the country. Combat veteran and congressional candidate Corey Mills was on Fox News and had some comments on this idea.
This is the woke military, the cancel culture, the we want to erase the American identity, the nuclear family, attack religion, etc. I think the stars and stripes look just fine on their own.
Breitbart News senior editor Rebecca Mansour congratulated the New York Times for writing the stupidest op-ed of all time.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In a bipartisan hearing Thursday, Facebook executives were grilled about their product, Instagram, and its harm to our children. Democrat Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts.
Facebook is just like Big Tobacco, pushing a product that they know is harmful to the health of young people, pushing it to them early. Also, Facebook can make money.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee slams the executives for knowing the harm it is creating.
You knew this was there. You knew it was there. But you didn't do anything about it.
Heritage Foundation fellow Kara Frederick on Fox News says this could force lawmakers to alter Section 230 that provides immunity from civil liabilities to social media platforms.
Early on, lawmakers were saying giving kids an Instagram or a Facebook product is like giving them a lit cigarette and hoping that they stay addicted for life. I saw nothing that changed my mind about that in this hearing yesterday. In fact, it really only underscored the fact that Facebook, they don't care about you, they don't care about your family, they don't care about your health. They care about three things, and that's their bottom line, growth at all costs, and their brand and reputation. And right now, it's that growth factor that is worrying them. They are really worried about their competitors in Snapchat, Snapchat, in TikTok. So they are trying to target your tweens. I think they're afraid. They're afraid of that young demographic. They're not getting the right demographic that's going to contribute to their growth.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. Hey, it's what we do. It's how we roll. But we need all hands on deck, as evidenced by the level of chaos that we find ourselves in this culture. And look at it is winnable, and it's worth it. I mean, this is what our founding fathers decided how many hundreds of years ago, over 250 years ago. They said, look, it is worth it, because not only for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids. With us right now is Sam Brownback, and little does he know, I've only been trying to connect with him for the last couple of years, and as opportunity would come about, he can run, but he can't hide. Eventually, I'll catch up to him. He's the former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and he's joining up with the Christian Persecution Watchdog, Open Doors USA. As a senior fellow and co-chair for the International Religious Freedom Summit, he will continue to research the most pressing issues in religious persecution and advocate on behalf of persecuted religious minorities worldwide. Ambassador, welcome to the show, and if I might add, a belated happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. I've had quite a run here the last week or so, turning 65, thinking, yes. Wow, this has been okay, actually. And I'm sorry I've been that hard for you to get a hold of. I didn't think I had been dodging you. I didn't know that, so I apologize.
Yeah, it was just the people around you protecting you. I mean, it was just all the gatekeepers, but that's okay. I mean, I knew, being the man of faith that I am, Ambassador, I trust, in God's timing, all things work their way out, and here we are talking about something that is so vital, like, you know, religious freedom, and this country is under attack, the culture, I mean, the very foundation of what makes this democratic republic work is under fire from the left, and people of faith have to wake up and see what's happening. I see some resistance. I see what I call bonfires of revival taking place across the country and around the world, but somehow we've got to find a way to really accentuate the momentum to this, don't we?
I sure think so. I'm very troubled about the trajectory that things are on within the culture in particular. You know, we've got this foundation, as you talked about, that's built on ordered liberty, and it's built upon, you know, self-governance of the individual, and it's built on this basic premise of religious freedom. Mm-hmm. I was just reading about George Fox and the Quaker movement that was looking at the inner light within a person and how they had to flee Europe and came to the United States, and William Penn founds Pennsylvania, and mm-hmm. and it's built on religious freedom. And we've got this one under attack, and if they get at the foundation, we're in real trouble then. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have your base to push back from, and that's why I've been standing and pushing so hard to realize and for everybody to be able to practice this fundamental freedom of religious freedom.
Well, thank you for doing that, but I also want you to be encouraged to let you know that you're not doing this by yourself. People of faith, people of conscience are alongside with you, shoulder to shoulder, fighting battles on a local level and resisting this, because what we realize at the end of the day, this isn't the philosophy of man. I was just talking with Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback and son of Jack Kemp, who you recall. And we were talking about that this is from the throne room of God, these foundational principles. It's not like some theory of a bunch of people, you know, coffee clutching at some, back room at some university or something. I mean, this is God Almighty himself that laid down these building blocks. And when we're true to those, just as he said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And when we look back in the history of this country, when we've done right, which is righteous, which is that which is consistent with the character of God, it's gone well for this country and the world, I might add.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more than what I am on that. What I'm seeing, though, is that you're getting these things are under attack. We've got the March for the Martyrs will happen this weekend in Washington, D.C., and there's more Christian martyrs around the world now than any time in the history of Christendom. And then the attacks domestically in the United States for religious freedom being considered just another way to be able to discriminate against somebody else when it's a foundational freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing that I think we just got to be very clear on pushing back and winsome about doing it, but also saying there are important principles here. If Martin Luther King Jr. had not been able to organize in the churches, they would have had a great difficulty organizing the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
The church has been the foundation off of which we've really moved this society in proper and good directions. And in recent history, the human trafficking movement has really been rooted, much of it, in an awakened community of faith.
Mm. Well, let's go back even further. We didn't have welfare. We had fellow people, you know, particularly the churches came forward and helped citizens in their local communities because they saw the need in their local community. They stepped up until, you know, the 30s, and somehow the government said, oh, somehow that's going to be a violation. Church and state, this should be something that the state should handle. And what a great job they've done with welfare, right?
Fabulous. Just fabulous. Really wrecked a lot of people. I grew up in one of the poorest counties in Kansas, and really before the Great Society, it was pretty much intact families in the area. We were poor, but people made it out because they were families, and they knew how to work, and they got a basic education. Now you go to that area, and the family destruction is enormous, and the drug penetration is horrific. That's taking place. And I just look at the loss of human capital, people in that area has been horrific, that's happened. And I think we've got to start pushing more organized in this country for religious freedom. This is the nation on the earth that stands for this issue. And so I'm starting to work with people to organize what we can do in this country, because any ground we lose here gets magnified around the world.
Exactly.
We're the standard bearer on religious freedom. This nation is. And so 7+ billion people in the world are dependent upon us. And 80% of those 7+ billion people practice a faith. So this is a big issue for a lot of people. And we're going to have to start fighting more, I think, more focused and more organized for it right here in this country.
We have to realize, first of all, Ambassador, that we do have to fight, that this is a cultural war, and that, whatever it takes, if you got to get on your knees and look up and get your marching orders from the Lord of Heaven's armies himself, then do what it takes, because if not America, then who, Ambassador?
Well, it's certainly not going to be China. It's not going to be Russia. This is the place. It's not going to originate nor have its strength coming out of Europe. It's got to come out of the United States. So this is the place that we've got to push for it. And I hope people start running for school boards and for city commissions.
Yes.
These are a lot of times the local places where you get the religious freedom infringed upon.
Exactly. Ambassador, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Oh, that's that's our prayer, huh? Is that God would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, you know, what's going on, to see things the way he sees things. The ambassador, Sam Brownback, is with us, senior fellow for Open Doors USA, and we're talking about religious freedom and persecution and what's going on. Ambassador, we were just talking at break about the March for the Martyrs and what these people have given up. I mean, you talk about paying the ultimate price, you know, for God, not for country, but for God and for other souls that are waiting, you know, to find out about God. And they put it all on the line and surrender their lives for the sake of the gospel. I mean, amazing stories. Tell us some, if you would.
Well, the March for the Martyrs is going to take place this Saturday in Washington, D.C. If any of you are in the East Coast area and can get to that, it's well worth it. Or you can go on their website, March for the Martyrs. But the stories I've seen, I've been working with a loose group of people trying to get individuals out of Afghanistan, religious minorities, particularly Christians, and about 30%, and nobody knows the real number, want to just stay. And say, you know, God's brought me to this point. I trust in him. He'll protect me. They're staying to see this, and they want to witness. I had a guy in Saudi Arabia that saw Jesus. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. He didn't know who it was. There was no churches in Saudi Arabia. He goes to Kuwait, sees a picture of Jesus in the church, and says, that's him. That's the guy I saw. That's what he said.
Wow.
And instead of leaving, he goes back, gets beat on, gets thrown in jail for 6 months. The government tries to get his family to kill him. And, you know, he finally gets some level of protection. And when I'm meeting with him, I said, well, why didn't you leave? And he said, well, who would have told him about Jesus then?
Oh, wow.
Who would have told the people in Saudi Arabia about the Lord? And Iran is one of the fastest growing churches in the world, and it's signs and wonders, and you just hear these amazing things, and then this boldness and courage in the faith. It reads just like the book of Acts, only it's today, and it's the road to Damascus, and it's a person named Muhammad that's on it. It is really breathtaking.
Well, without a doubt. And when you compare the Christian faith and the redemptive value, it's incomparable. You know, put it up against any other religion. I mean, it's not by force that somebody's coming over and trying to convert you. It is in knowing God. It is the power of the gospel, the cross, Jesus crucified. And when you realize that and you're redeemed, it's like you can't help but pay that forward. And people who are called to this ministry are exceptional. And you hear stories like this all the time, not necessarily here in the United States, although there is that cultural pushback where people are getting canceled, because, they said Jesus. I mean, I'm threatened, you know, here in this country domestically, because we're not afraid to talk about the gospel and the redemptive power of the cross. And people are annoyed by that because you've got that cancel culture, you've got that Marxist movement that is very prevalent within the confines. This is no longer an existential threat. This is a domestic threat that is taking place right now to cancel people of faith.
And they've got to stand up and fight. The thing about cancel culture is that you've got to be willing to be canceled. If you say, no, I'm not going to participate in that. I am not going to be canceled. I am going to stay out here and I'm going to speak of my faith. They can't cancel you.
Right.
I mean, they can shut you off from this platform or that platform, but they can't stop you. And that's the key thing. I was talking with one of the Supreme Court justices one time, and I was asking him, do you think we're going to keep our religious freedom in this country? And he thought, yes, we will be able to keep religious freedom in America in the law. I don't know if people are going to be able to withstand it in the culture. the cultural push to cancel their religious freedom under the cultural pressure. And I think that's a good reading of it. I think the law will be there for us. It's just whether people are going to be willing to stand up domestically or in these electronic high-tech platforms, be able to find alternate routes in their places to be able to put their voice forward.
Well, what people are realizing, Ambassador, is that, you know, this narrative, the lies that are flying out there, that they want you to, you know, ignore your lying eyes, so to speak. You know, are you going to believe your lying eyes or are you going to believe them? And the powers to be that are controlling the narrative is that it's proven itself to be a lie. People are wising up to it. This is why things are happening organically just on the issue of abortion. You can't lie to women anymore. They've been experiencing this since 1973. They were told it was meaningless, you know, tissue. It didn't mean anything. And they go ahead and have an abortion that's, you know, approved. It's got the good housekeeping seal of approval by the government on it. And they participate and they go, why am I having nightmares? Why am I depressed? Why am I committing suicide? Why is my heart aching for, you know, something that was just a piece of excess tissue? And then now you see the modern technology that is available, and they say, my God, that was my child. I killed my child. And the thing is that it's not only women waking up to the reality, it's men as well. And this is organic. You can't stop it because it's the truth that is overpowering the big lie that's been put out there for all these years.
Yeah. I remember one time I'd been getting pushed on for some cultural issue I was standing up for, and I was just out walking in the evening, and I'm just praying and saying, am I just a dinosaur that I believe in these things? And the thought that came to my mind was, well, is truth a dinosaur? Mm. And I said, no, truth's not a dinosaur. And well, then you're not a dinosaur. If you stand for truth, then you're not a dinosaur. This is, and truth will come back.
Yes.
Truth will, you cannot suppress it. The kingdom of man has always sought to subdue the kingdom of God, and it will never succeed. It may put it down for a while. It may put people in jail for a while. I was in Romania, and the head of the Orthodox Church now occupies the building where the false parliament for the Romanian Communist Party was. Mm-hmm. The communists were atheists, are atheists, and they had put down the Orthodox Church. But look who's occupying the communist parliament building now is the Romanian Orthodox Church. You may put it down for a while. You will not subdue God.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, there's no doubt in our country, believe it or not, according to a conversation we just had with Trevor Loudon in revealing how many Marxists are in the confines of the Biden administration. I mean, it's prolific. And you wonder why the policies, you wonder why what's coming out of this administration is so antithetical, so unchristian, so inhumane that is taking place. And it is the march of the Marxist movement within this country that, you know, wants religious persecution. They know that if they get God, you know, like any communist, like any anti-God institution, they've got to get God out of the picture. And I got to tell you, Ambassador, I'm encouraged because there are still the remnant that God is maintaining, and that remnant is on their knees seeking the face of God, and they're defending the cause for us right now, are they not?
They are, and I think you're gonna see this continue to grow. You know, if you want to see Christianity do well, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. It's persecution that expands the church. If you want to hurt Christianity, give them money. It's make it easy for them. It's really when things are easy on Christians that the life.
Well, we got to leave it there.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Friday will consider whether Texas can leave in place the heartbeat abortion law. In place in September, banning most abortions after 6 weeks when the baby's heartbeat is detected. A lawsuit filed by the Biden administration seeks to strike down Senate Bill 8, which narrowly passed muster with the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden has signed a stopgap bill passed earlier by Congress ahead of the midnight deadline to avoid forcing the U.S. government to shut down due to lack of funding. House of Representatives passed the stopgap measure 254 yeas to 175 nays. This will fund the government through December 3rd. Europe's first mission to Mercury arrives at its destination in the coming hours. It will be a short visit for now. The BepiColombo probe is moving too fast to go into orbit and will fly straight by the planet. It'll take about 8 U-turns and should be slowed enough to make stable orbit in late 2025. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday live, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, that's where you want to go, BillMartinezShow.com. Chris Nelson joins us now. He's the co-founder of Reopen South Florida. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, Chris, boy, you're in the middle of, and thank God for being the vanguard of the fight for our liberties. I mean, people have lost their minds, and the government especially, in trying to overexert themselves and impose really totalitarianism on a free country. And, of course, Governor DeSantis and the people of Florida have been standing out to say, you know, hey, that's not going to happen. We're not going to forsake our constitutional rights in the name of COVID, are we?
That's absolutely right, Bill. And I truly believe that Florida, led by our great Governor Ron DeSantis, are on the front line of freedom, fighting for freedom against global tyranny. And my friend had a great idea for a shirt, is Florida versus the world. Or maybe more accurately, the world versus Florida. Because remember, right. Bill, we didn't start this. We were sitting, we were enjoying our lives, we were going about our business, when all of a sudden, we're being told we can't go to work, we can't swim in our condo swimming pool, and we can't go to the beach, and we can't go to church. We were doing our own business. They made the first move. So a lot of this has just been responding to them, and I think it's time that we stop just responding and start going on the offensive.
Hey, Chris, if I can back you away a little bit from the phone, I don't know what phone you're using, but we're getting a lot of ambient sound. Not ambient sound, but just sound from your voice. It's distorting, you know, some of the words, and I want people to...
Is it bad?
No, it's the same thing. Okay. Let's see here.
Because right, I don't have you on speakerphone right now, and the producer didn't say anything to me.
Right, yeah, it's just happening.
Do you want to try to call me back?
I'll tell you what, I'll have my producer call you back so that this way we don't drive our audience nuts here. So we'll disconnect and call back. Brad, if you can make that happen, please. What Chris is pointing out here is so important. And, you know, this is why Florida, in some respects, has become a bit of the envy, because we are a free state. That's, of course, as you know, I'm based out of Florida here. And in my travels, of course, I got kids in California and other travels that I've gone through. It's disturbing because you want to respect the laws and be sensitive to what's going on and see how everybody else is responding and that sort of thing. So I always just have a mask in my pocket just in case, especially when I'm traveling, because, you know, you're going into a new environment. You don't know who all's there. And if you're going into a crowded store, especially because the thing that COVID has taught us is that we need to respect the virus. It is dangerous. So we're bringing Chris back on. Chris, let's see if we got a better connection here. How you doing?
Okay, good. I hope this sounds better.
Yeah, a little bit. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things, that we have with electronics that happens from time to time. But, hey, we'll make it work here. So explain to our audience what Reopen South Florida is all about.
Okay, well, when the shutdown started and COVID mania began, we were fighting to have the state reopen. And really, we were reaching out to Governor DeSantis, and we even protested in front of his mansion to have the state reopened. And I got to say, over this time, he has listened to his base. He has responded to the people. I don't think he made all the right decisions at first, and he probably wishes he had made some different decisions. But that's how it started, was getting him to really kind of rivalry, or insolence on the part of our elected officials down here in South Florida, who were consistently and aggressively trying to undermine every single thing that Governor DeSantis is doing. So it really turned into a battle with them, and just getting them to obey the law and do the right thing. And everything that our governor does, they counteract. They counteract, or they just straight up ignore. But now it's gone to much more than that with the release of this vaccine that doesn't seem to be working. People are still getting COVID. They told us it was 94% effective. Remember that?
Right, exactly.
Doesn't seem so much. So I'm wondering, when is Congress going to be dragging the CEO of Pfizer, the CEO of Moderna, and all these scumbags before a congressional committee to find out what the hell is actually in this thing and what is going on here?
Well, it doesn't fit their agenda, Chris. As soon as they, realize, and I don't know how much more they need to realize, that this has been a losing battle, because as was stated early on, but they abandoned it because, you see, the government of the day superimposes their understanding and their right over the people. You know, the people have no rights because, you hear Nancy Pelosi talk and some of these elected officials, Chris, they talk down to us like as if we don't have any common sense. We don't have a brain. It's absolute arrogance, elitism, and disrespectful to talk to the constituency in the manner in which they do. And it's one thing to talk, but then it's another thing to enact regulations and mandates that are on the face illegal. And they know a short term they can get away with it until somebody challenges this enough in the name of the people to point out that, oh, you know, that Constitution, right? We still are a constitutional republic, right? Okay, well, this doesn't hold muster here. And meanwhile, you've been tormenting people and causing all kinds of problems. And, of course, you know, what happens to them when their wings are clipped? You know, they, you know, go find another corner until they find another day to come back and attack us from a different direction, because they insist they know better than we do, Chris.
well, you know, you can call them bourgeois, you can call them the elites. I call them the godless. They are people that do not believe that after they die, they will stand before God and give account for what they've done. This is how I see them. And let me tell you this, though. This is a David versus Goliath battle. We win this on the small, we win this with pebbles. We really do. Right. Because Goliath looked like he was going to take out David. Everybody thought Goliath was going to take out David, this little kid with a slingshot. But you know what? A strategically placed stone took out Goliath. And that is what we're doing right now. I want to tell you, if you follow me on Telegram, Chris Nelson Uncensored, you will see some legal battles that we are winning here in Florida. We have an incredible, we have some incredible attorneys down here. We have a man named Jeff Childers who is doing some great things, and I'm going to have some great news to share about a legal victory we just had concerning vaccine mandates down here. And you can see that on Chris Nelson. Telegram, Chris Nelson Uncensored. But it is a David and Goliath thing, and I want your audience to hear me, even though my voice might be garbled right now, that this is not over, this is not done. We have hope in God, and we will win this.
Yeah. Chris, this is what the people need to hear. They need to hear that we're gaining ground on this because, just like you said, anything that DeSantis does, anything that comes out positive for we the people, the mainstream media is not reporting on it. Social media is not reporting on it. It's just like we're a bunch of revolutionaries with tinfoil hats just looking for the next conspiratorial theory to chase down. But this is, you know, this is real life. I mean, these are kids that we're talking about. It is our own health that we're talking about. And meanwhile, we want to surrender that and put it in the hands of elected officials, not even our doctor?
Yeah, bureaucrats. Dr. Simone Gold tweeted out a great thing yesterday that bureaucrats are not the ones that you want to be making health decisions for you. You want doctors to be making your personal doctor, not bureaucratic doctors. Your personal doctor to be making decisions. And that's why I am so glad that Dr. Joseph Latipo, America's frontline doctor, has been made our new top doc here in Florida.
That's good. That is great news. Wow, that's good.
This brings great hope. He is one of the doctors that stood there in the White Lab Summit in front of the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And told us about hydroxychloroquine.
Chris, gotta go to break. More from Chris after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Chris Nelson is with us, the co-founder of Reopen South Florida. Chris says, look, if we had listened to the frontline doctors early on, if we took our took their advice, we'd be so much further ahead of the game. In fact, Chris really believes that this whole pandemic would be over. But, you know, as we know, people do that which rewards them. And you've got to think that the powers that be, the political leaders, those that think that we're too dumb to handle our own health advice and our own health care, think that they must control us. And this is all what this is about. They've turned it into a political juggernaut, and they've got everybody fearful, cowering in a corner, surrendering their God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Chris, you know, I agree with you that the frontline doctors who have been there to, again, give us the true science, not the faux science delivered by Anthony Fauci and these other doctors that have so much to gain financially from a sale of a particular product.
I hope I sound better now.
You do.
All I can say is what I see. Now, I want everybody just put any kind of theory you might have about why things are going on aside, because those things are what they use to call us crazy and stuff. But let's just look at what we see in front of us. We see a vaccination, a medical treatment being pushed on us in a way that has never been pushed before. We see censorship of anybody who says one negative thing about it. You're telling me, YouTube, that there's not one negative thing about vaccines? Not one? They're 100% great? Is anything on this world 100% great? No. Number two, potentially life-saving, and actually we know life-saving, effective treatments are being demonized, vilified, withheld. Can anybody argue with me on any of these points so far? I don't think
Chris. Yeah, go ahead.
The vaccines do not appear. Actually, we know there was just some data that just came out of Wales that the fact that 90-something percent of Harvard students were vaccinated and now they're having a COVID outbreak. We see with our very eyes that the vaccine is not preventing COVID. So why are they doubling down on it, and why do they want this substance that was just invented like a year ago into all of our bodies so bad. And then the final point is we see people going into hospitals with relatively mild situations, being doped up on remdesivir, fentanyl, and propofol, and then having a ventilator shoved down their throat, and then they come out in a body bag. Now, you'd wonder if patients are coming in with symptoms that they should survive and then leaving in a body bag, are you going to keep using, and you're seeing that over and over again, are you going to keep using that over and over, and when does that become mass murder? So exactly. I don't think anybody can those are all things that we have all seen with our own eyes, regardless of what Google fact checkers say, regardless of what Facebook fact checkers say. They can't fact check us out of things we are seeing with our own eyes. Now, I will stop it there as to why the people that are pushing all this are doing it, because there could be a lot of reasons. Money, power, you know, all the roots of evil, basically.
Yes.
But
right.
I'll stop it there and say you cannot those are things we are seeing. And this is why I believe one of the first orders of business for Dr. Latipo here in Florida, he could set a great example. I've told Governor DeSantis, his aides, contacts I have with him, that this is what needs to happen. A full investigation of hospital protocols needs to be launched, and it needs to be done in every state, and I hope Florida is the leader in that.
Well, that would be awesome. It would go a long way because there's so much yet to be done. And the other thing, too, Chris, that you didn't mention that's taking place is doctors, you know, who are working with their patients are prescribing, if it's ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and the pharmacists are the gatekeepers now. The pharmacists are denying the order from the doctor. When have you ever heard of that taking place?
When these are drugs that have no side effects, barely any side effects, okay?
Right.
And it is, and I want to see more pastors speak out on this, because if there is a killer pandemic out there, which there is, and life-saving treatments are being withheld, that, if it's not criminal, it damn well should be.
Right. Well, and here you've got this recent situation that came up last week, Chris, and that is that, you know, they decided to arbitrarily cut, you know, some of these therapeutics to cut back with Florida. And Florida's been using them and been very effective, but all of a sudden the government has decided that, no, this needs to be spread out a bit. And I know that the governor has been trying to find some other resources to see if he can get the, you know, get these therapeutics in the pipeline and circumventing the powers to be of the government.
And he's getting blocked there. What you're talking about are called monoclonal antibodies. They also have another word for that called Regeneron. And two of my friends, one of them you might know, Laura Loomer. She's an activist, political candidate down here. She was just on my podcast on Rumble, and she was telling me that she got the monoclonal antibody treatment. They're free. There are a couple injections they give you, but they're very expensive treatments, though. But you get them for free in Florida, and she got better. She stayed out of the hospital. She just came off a horrible case of COVID. She got better. My other friend, another activist down here, Jonathan Riches, got better after the monoclonals. Every testimony I've heard about them are good. And now that Biden wants to cut our supply of that, this is causing death, okay?
Yes.
And anybody that puts people's lives, that puts their political rivalry, because Biden's got it in for DeSantis. He's got this obsession with Governor DeSantis and taking him down. And we've seen it with what he's doing with these school boards, and now we're seeing it with the Regeneron. If you are putting your political ambitions above people's lives, you are a sick, sick person.
Yeah. And there's no surprise on this. I mean, this is what they've done all over. I mean, southern border, like you say, just open up your eyes. I mean, what you're seeing with your eyes is the truth. And the media would want you to believe that it's less than, but your eyes are telling you the truth. It's the media that's lying to you, right?
Well, right now, we have people that are questioning things they see with their own eyes. And this is, there's something in the Bible about this. I just wish I had the verse right offhand. But we're being conditioned to question what we see with our own eyes. Now, this can be good at some point because your eyes can lie to you. I mean, you could do a CGI of somebody and make them look like a Tom Cruise now. I mean, your eyes can deceive you. But when you see something and there is something right in front of you that there is proof of, evidence, maybe it's even happened in your own life. You have somebody that dies after being put on a ventilator, and you Google, what's the problem with ventilators? Fact check. Ventilators are great, so says Google. And then you go, I must be wrong. It's called gaslighting, where they get you to question your own sanity, basically.
Exactly.
You know, it's not the time to be Googling things. Okay, if you want to know, how many legs a North American tick has, you know, maybe Google that. But if you want to know something that is of, spiritual significance, of major significance to your life, going to Google and going to Twitter is not those are not the places to go. There is only one place to go, and that is to God through His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit will show you the way.
Right. Well, and the thing is that social media has presented themselves as the God of this modern culture. And you must go to their altar and honor them. If you do not, then you've got a price to pay. You're going to be canceled. Your Twitter account is gone. But meanwhile, you know, Chris, you and I will continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And God has always been faithful. He will continue to be faithful, even in the midst of all this. And, you know, you bring this up, and that's the thing that people ask me. They go, is God judging us? And I said, well, I don't know for sure that He is. Should He? I think the reason you ask that question is because you probably think He should. And if you think that He should and He's judging us, you know, think how that should alter your behavior.
Well, you know, God is a loving God, but God is also can be an angry God.
Well, He's a just God.
And I'm going through the book of Ezekiel right now where He is talking about exercising judgment on the Israelites for their idol worship. And that the one thing, and I want to clear, okay, killing children through abortion, through infanticide, and idol worship is what's rampant in the United States of America. It's the same things that were rampant in ancient Israel. It's the same things that were rampant in all those civilizations that made God very, very angry. The idol worship, the vaccine idol, the Google idol, the Twitter idol. We have set up idols all over our society. Now, they're not statues that we, you know, go and worship. I mean, they can be, but we have set up idols. They are idols of ideas, idols of... anything that replaces God is an
without
idol.
A doubt. Well, Chris Nelson has been our guest. Your website, Chris, real quick, tell everybody your website.
Okay, I'm at freeflorida.me. You can check out.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com.
That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.